Bobby Elias, welcome to our show. It's Let's Create a Better World. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day, which is tomorrow, with a lot of work on the rights of women. Okay, our featured guest will be Charlotte Cressy. She is an animal rights activist, educator. I'll introduce her, and she'll be the second guest, actually. She'll come on. She's our featured speaker today. We're going to go about half an hour with her on a lot of issues, on women's rights, on feminism, we're going to talk about the violence against women. We're going to talk about animal rights, yoga, but mostly women's rights and motherhood. So stay tuned for that. We will possibly, if she comes on, have another speaker coming on in a few minutes all about the Code Pink. They're having a big celebration tomorrow in Iraq to celebrate Mother's Day for all the women of the world. And then our third speaker is a vegan spiritualist who is going to come on about, we're going to talk about the suffering of all the people that are oppressed, not only people but animals, the air, the water, and a big celebration to discuss on that. So we've got a great show today. Bear with me. A lot of last minute changes on the show. One of our featured speakers couldn't come in. So we had to straighten that out, and we did. So the bottom line is, a great show. All right, let's see if our first speaker is there. Farah, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Farah or is this Charlotte?
Farah.
Hi, Farah. Okay, good. Let me introduce you real quickly.
Farah,
move in. She's an organizer with Pink Code, and we're going to go on about 7 or 8 minutes to discuss a big event coming on. Your event is going to celebrate Mother's Day from Iraq. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure, yes. So at Code Pink, Code Pink really started as an initiative of mothers who were concerned about, the war that was happening in Iraq back before the invasion happened in 2003. And, since then we've been working with mothers from, all around the country. And this year we wanted to give voice to the Iraqi mothers by reaching out to them and asking them to send a message to American mothers on Mother's Day. You also have to know that Mother's Day in the Middle East is celebrated on a different date, so than it is celebrated here in the U.S. So we asked them that, Mother's Day is happening, on May 11th. If you have a message to give a mother in America, what would it be? And we got some really touching, powerful messages from Iraqi mothers, really courageous, because in the words they expressed, a lot of pain, a lot of frustration, a lot of agony, but yet you still feel the hope, you still feel, they're wanting for peace and they're wanting for communication, and they carry no ill or hatred towards anybody in the United States. And in fact, in all of their messages, they say, we hope that your families are safe. We hope that your children are safe. We pray that, you teach your children about what happened in the world so that it won't happen again. So it was a very, very powerful project, and it's still ongoing. And we also asked people in the U.S. to send responses to these messages, and we've got also powerful messages from not only American mothers, but, you know, American fathers, American sons and daughters. And they also wrote some powerful words, you know, of support and love and, you know, hope that, you know, our worlds will come together in peace.
That's beautiful. You know, I want to let our listeners know that Code Pink is a wonderful organization that's not only against the war, but on feminist and women's rights movements. But I want you to tell our listeners about the fact that you are from Iraq, you came as a student, and you became an activist. Tell us about that and how you got involved with Code Pink.
Sure. I came here with a program called the Iraqi Student Project back in 2008. And I studied at a university in Northern California called Dominican University of San Rafael. And I graduated with a degree in political science. But ever since I've been here, I've been in touch with a lot of activist movements and worked with a lot of, you know, activists in the U.S., such as Kathy Kelly in Chicago. And I worked with the Loreto community at the United Nations in New York. And I most recently worked with the Bradley Manning, now known as the Private Manning Support Network. And today I'm an activist with Code Pink, and I've always been familiar with what Code Pink has done ever since I've, you know, been in the Middle East, because you know, a lot of the protests that we saw, at least we saw some protests happening around the world, we, you know, saw Code Pink, but I personally was not entirely familiar with Code Pink until I came to the United States and met some members of this organization, and I was really, really moved by their mission statement and what they stand for and all the things that they've been doing. And so it was really one of the projects that we are also involved with, which is the Justice for All campaign. And it's a campaign supporting a single Iraqi mother living in Jordan who is suing the Bush administration for the war on Iraq. And she is filing a class action lawsuit against the Bush administration. And her lawyer, Inder Kumar, who's the American lawyer and he lives in San Francisco, he's representing her case. And, you know, going back to this Mother's Day project, you know, Sundus, the plaintiff, she's actually the core of this whole campaign, because she wrote a very, very beautiful letter to mothers in America, and we, you know, it was the centerpiece of our, you know, Mother's Day, you know, campaign, and it's really an effort to combine, you know, the losses by, you know, gaining each from each other's support in some ways, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So I got involved with that campaign, and that's how I got involved with Code Pink.
Okay, Farah?
Yes.
Just tell our listeners one more time as we close this segment, what about the Mother's Day event, about what they're doing in Iraq for women around the world. One more time, please.
Sure. So you mean Code Pink or mothers in you mean you wanted me to repeat what I mentioned earlier?
Just briefly, just to list the facts so people can know
sure.
what's going on. Briefly, please.
Yes. So what we're doing is we asked Iraqi mothers to send messages to American mothers on Mother's Day, and we've got... I'm sorry?
No, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
So anyways, yeah, we asked Iraqi mothers to send messages to American mothers on Mother's Day, and we got really lovely, powerful messages from Iraqi mothers that we shared on our website. And we got responses from American mothers and, you know, fathers and, you know, sons and daughters responding to these messages also in a very powerful sense. And, yeah.
Well, we got to finish up here. Give us your... how people can reach Code Pink or yourself, particularly Code Pink, the website, and other basic contact information, please.
Absolutely. If you go to codepink.org, that is our website, and on it you will find the list of all the campaigns that we are actually working on and involved with, including our Mother's Day campaign. And my contact information, you can reach me at coordinator, that's C-O-O-R-D-I-N, T-O-R, at codepink.org. So C-O-O-R-D-I-N-T-O-R at codepink.org.
Great, great. Well, you're wonderful. And sorry we had to have you on at the last minute because of a change in our schedule, but you were great.
No worries.
Thank you so much, Farah. And we'll have Code Pink on again. You can help me by getting either Jody Evans or someone to speak in the near future about Code Pink and what the, all the great things that, that they do. It's a wonderful organization. Thank you so much.
I hope so. Thank you. Thank you very much for the time.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day tomorrow to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you and all mothers around the world.
Yes, right. This show is not only about Mother's Day, but about feminism, women's rights, and celebrating that. So our feature speaker is on now for about a half an hour. And this will be Charlotte Crissy. She's an animal rights activist, educator, eco-feminist, the creator of Earth Energy Yoga Meditation. She is a certified Chopra. Wait a minute, hold on. Let's go back. Creator of Earth Energy Yoga. And then she is also a certified Chopra Center meditator. She is a lover of life and enthusiast of the many benefits of a vegan lifestyle. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Thank you, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a wonderful thing we're celebrating today. We're celebrating a day ahead of time because this show is Saturday, but I give everybody a heads up on Mother's Day. So let's get right to our work here, our questions and discussion on you. We discussed about Mother's Day. First, get into Mother's Day, and then get right into the women's rights. Go right ahead.
Okay, fantastic. So, first of all, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the women out there who are celebrating, not only as mothers of biological children, but we're all mothers to other people in our lives. As women, we are creators, and we're the mothers of projects, of businesses, and wonderful things like Code Pink, which I really enjoyed hearing about a moment ago. I think that that's a wonderful organization.
Yes.
So,
okay, let's
we're
talk
talking,
about...
yeah, ahead. I wanted to go into motherhood now. Okay, ready? All right, so when we're talking about motherhood, the author Adrienne Rich, who wrote the book Of Woman Born, differentiates between the institution of motherhood and actual women who simply give birth. So there's an institution of motherhood, which is part of the patriarchal power structures of our culture. And she says that the institution of motherhood is one which aims at ensuring that women's powers of reproduction and all women shall remain under male control. So what I'm interested in for women and for all people is creating a world where each individual is able to express who they are, unconfined by gender roles. And a lot of people believe that women, when they're mothers, have sole responsibility for the children. So this leads to women feeling overburdened, worn out, unsupported, and what Ava Park calls the overgiving mother. And so the institution of motherhood that we have in our culture both glamorizes being a mother. It's like the end-all and be-all as a woman, but in reality, women aren't really being supported. We don't have the social policies that truly value mothers, because if we did, we would have paid child care, really good, wonderful, high-quality child care. One of the things that's really important for children is that they have a variety of role models and a really enriching environment and upbringing where they get to interact with adults, not only with their own parents within the more limited nuclear family, but it's really the community's role to raise children. So I'm really interested in asking questions like, how can we create community? How can we support mothers in raising their children? And for the men listening in, how can you support, if you're, of course I'm speaking to assuming heterosexual relationships, but there are many different kinds of relationships, but for the sake of this discussion, for the men who are listening in and have women in their lives, I encourage you to think about not only on Mother's Day, but throughout the year, every day, what can you do to support the women who are mothers in your life? How can we help women so that they can get out in the world and bring their gifts into the public sphere? Because part of the institution of motherhood is that it keeps women's role confined to the home. And the idea is that her role is to be a servant, the child care taker, and confined to the home. And we're seeing this, we're growing beyond this, but the work isn't over yet. A lot of people think that the women's movement is something that happened in the past, but that's not true. It's alive and happening right here, right now, and I'm inviting you to become a part of it. So, did you want me to move on to the next topic?
Yeah, let me, first of all, let our listeners know that I'm speaking to Charlotte. Now, is it Leslie Creasy or Creasy?
Creasy,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she is a activist for women's rights, and we gave her a description a few minutes ago. She's started a lot of wonderful things with her work with animal rights activist, educator, eco-feminist, and she created a Earth Energy Yoga system. It's really great. Now let's go to our next subject, which is violence. You and I talked about it earlier about violence against women all over the world. Let me just say this. I really, really, one of the reasons that I am a strong believer in women's rights is that women are being mistreated all over the world, starting with the United States, how women in the service are being raped and sexually molested. And the old boys network, even the lieutenants and the corporals and the sergeants, let these guys get away with it. They never punish them firmly like they should. This is horrible. And things have to be done with that. And I want to hope that in politics or any way activists can do something about it, that we will do something about that. The other thing I want to say is you go to Iraq, you go to the Middle East, you go to Latin American countries, and you go all over the world, Africa, and women are being abused and just completely dominated by men in so many ways, in violently and every other way. And I am very strongly against that. I'd like to get your take on that, Charlotte.
Yeah, first of all, to the issue of the more global issue of violence against women, I agree with you. It's an awful thing happening all over the world, but I think that since we're here in the U.S., it's good to talk about what's going on in our world, in our communities, because part of the mindset of domination, part of our modern culture, encourages us to look at other cultures and say, oh my gosh, that's awful that they have bride burning still going on in India, sex trafficking, things like that. But truly, in our own country, 1 in 4 women are raped. And there's domestic violence. I believe that it's over 50% of the women that end up in emergency rooms in the U.S., they're there because of domestic violence. So this is a real issue for us at home as well. And so, if you don't mind, I'd rather speak to our issues here in the U.S., but I agree with you on the global issues. And also in regards to what you shared, I want to emphasize that this is not about blaming men or pointing the finger. The truth is that we're all born into this culture. We're all born into a society that encourages us to believe and to act according to might makes right, to say that if we have the power to control and to dominate others, we might as well do it. I know that we give superficial, like, lip service to ideals of love and community and kindness, but a lot of the actions that we see are not really in alignment with that. So what feminism is, according to me, is an emancipatory theory aimed at freeing all people from all forms of oppression. So this is about helping men and women. We want to reestablish the values of love, cooperation, compassion, care, peace, and community for all people. So the issue of violence against women is truly a men's issue. And one of the people working on this issue who I absolutely love, his name is Jackson Katz, And he's going into the police forces, he's going into the military, and he's doing fabulous training with the men. He has his own unique approach. He's been doing this for, I believe, over 30 or 40 years, a long time. And he's created something called the bystander approach, where you appeal to the best part of people. You appeal to their humanity and to their kindness, because most people don't naturally want to cause harm. It's usually when they're in a situation of need, of desperation, and of chaos in their lives that they resort to violence. So it's really about taking a look at how each of us, how each of our actions can contribute to either kindness and happiness or more violence. So we each have the power to make a difference on that, not only as consumers, but I encourage everyone to get involved in their communities, to learn about the issues, and to start helping.
Great. For our listeners, I am Bobby Elias, and the show is Let's Create a Better World. We have many other themes on body, mind, spirit, aging, on health. Now, Charlotte Creasy is a animal rights activist, a women's rights activist, eco-feminist. She's a creator of a new, which we'll explain in a short while, energy yoga system that is really, really great. So I want to talk about, I want your take on what I'm going to bring up now, which is the mentality of men, the mentality in the military, the police, and that type of upbringing. These men are brainwashed and taught to be violent first. Shoot first, kill later. You see a bunch of people in a foxhole and you're looking for one guy, one Iraqi, kill them all. So what? That's how they think. They're on drugs when they're in the war, and the men do a lot of horrible things with women, raping, pillaging, torture. It goes on in every country in the world among the military-minded people. The police, the same thing. They're all in one mentality of violence, and this is something that has to be worked on, and something has to be changed. Charlotte, if we go to each of these subjects, we still have another five or six subjects we want to hit on, so we can hit them all each quickly. Go ahead. Military and police mentality, please.
Yeah, so I think that this goes back to the issue of the values that we're raised with and the gender roles. Like I spoke about earlier, we live in a dominator society where from the moment that we're born, we're raised to believe that the male role is to be active, to be out in the world, to be leading. But not only that, not always a positive leadership role, but it's also a macho, dominating, don't have any feelings
right.
type of thing. If you look around and you see the messaging with guns, video games, there's a lot of male bonding over either causing violence against women and animals or against other men. And this doesn't have to be so. I believe that this originated from the time when we started using animals. That's when we shifted to an animal agriculture society about 10,000 years ago. That's when we see the development of more wars, and it all starts with the idea that we can use others for our own gain. And so as far as what you're talking about with violence, wars, all those types of things, I think that at a personal and community level, we can start shifting the language we use about men and women, and stop criticizing men for feeling their feelings, and encourage people to stop using, I'm not going to use it, but there's an awful P word that people use for men who have emotions and cry and stuff like that. And so I think it starts at a basic level of changing what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman. Because back to the issue of Mother's Day, we think of mothers as being caring and nurturing, but actually those are human qualities. So I would invite everyone to get in touch with their compassion and their care, whether they're man, woman, or, you know, whatever gender you are, and really embrace that, because that is going to be our saving grace, is bringing those values of care and compassion and community back into the world.
Great. I want to get into pornography and the sexual abuse, but first I want to say this about men. Men in this world that we live in, and the mentality, it's a tough guy macho thing. You mentioned the word macho. Tough guys. I've seen guys, you see another guy tears in his eyes, and they say, hey, you're not supposed to cry, that's for women. That's wrong. Men should have the right to cry, feel bad, get emotional, and not only that, but men have to realize that we, myself, I have a male and female part of me. It's part of my body. It's part of my system. I was a very strong mother. I brought up with by her. I was in the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement, and yes, I was also marching with women again in, back in the 70s with Gloria Steinem. So I know about all this. I was young, but back in the 70s, we were all young. A lot of us were young, the flower children. We did a lot of things, but tough guys don't cry, but they don't realize that they have a male and female part of them. My female part is to be compassionate, to be sweet, to be nice, to be good, to be loving. That's something that men have to learn. And if you, for you men that are listening, take heed. Your thoughts on that, and then we will move in, or we can also move into the pornography and the sexual abuse. Go right ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's awesome that you were involved in that, and I love Gloria Steinem, too. And as far as each person having a male and female part within them, I think it actually is helpful to think of what are the qualities that we have as humans, because when we associate certain qualities with women and certain qualities with men, that helps give more power to this separation and to this division of both the private and public sphere of women's role and men's role. So I encourage us to think of those qualities as being human and that we're all really full of those. And as a culture, we are truly ripe with potential for a radical shift to bring these ethics into the larger world.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about pornography. And I want to let these people know that the videos and the pornography that we have, and I know you have some good things to say about pornography, but also sexual slaves, something I didn't bring up earlier about what's going on in the world. In this country, United States of America, there are 100,000 sexual slaves brought in from various countries around and they're brought into Atlanta, Georgia, mostly because the airport there is conducive to what the other cities that are, other countries that are coming from. They come from the Caribbean countries, Asia, Latin countries, all over the world. And it's, there are 100,000 women, young women, that are being turned into sexual slaves, and they have to do what they're told. Otherwise, sometimes their families are threatened. This is a horrible, horrible thing going on. And this ties in with a subject we're going to talk about, which is pornography and all the sexual stuff that we see on the videos and the movies. And I want your take on all that, please.
Yeah, thank you. So we've been talking about violence and how can we end war, how can we create community and kindness for all beings. And one of the big obstacles is pornography, because as women have been gaining more power socially, politically, economically, we see more and more pressure on women to fulfill the gender role of being a sexual object. So what do I mean by sexual object? I mean that a human being, a living, breathing person with thoughts and feelings is reduced to a sex toy, something to be used and discarded. And that's the way that women are portrayed in the media, in advertising, in images we see. But really, one of the most pervasive and insidious is pornography, because it is just taking off like crazy, especially now with the advent of the internet. You can do it more in privacy. And so we have a lot of problems coming about because we're as a women's movement, we're talking about seeing women as human beings. Yet the majority of men are watching pornography, and I'm not blaming the men solely for that, because of course pornography is an industry and they are, you know, attracting customers by advertising and the whole entire culture. So I'm not saying all the blame on the men. We have to talk about the pornography industry, but men who choose to watch it, they are being brainwashed. When you watch pornography, it's not really watching, we're not just talking about sex. Pornography always portrays domination of an individual. So there are some forms of pornography that some people will say, oh, well, this is feminist porn. It's it's only women or it's only men, you know, it's gay porn or whatever. But there's always domination. There's always one person using the other. And we see this in a larger culture. People talk about sexual relations and they'll say things like, words like getting some or did you S her or blank, you know, whatever. And it's, so it's not about did you connect with them. It's about did you do this to them. And so I just want to give you a little bit of statistics here on pornography. Well, first of all, one of the things that many people are probably thinking who are listening right now is, wait, but this is my own personal choice, you know, and it doesn't really influence my belief system. I can watch pornography and continue on my daily life, and I don't think any less of women. However, that's not true. What we see, the images that we take in, truly affect our behavior. You know, we have a huge advertising industry for a reason. We wouldn't have the multi-million advertising industry if advertisements didn't affect our behavior, right? So pornography affects our behavior. So the stats show that it decreases empathy for rape victims. There's increasingly aggressive behavioral tendencies. And then men who watch pornography tend to believe that a woman who dresses provocatively deserves to be raped. And they have more anger at women who flirt with them and refuse to have sex. They have decreased sexual interest in their girlfriends or wives. So this affects our relationships in a concrete way. And something else that's really common is men are watching pornography and trying to get the women in their lives to perform these sexual acts that they see in the porn. And it's really, it's some of the most degrading, awful things, which we won't go into because we know that we have young people listening today. But overall, pornography is training people to think of women as something to use and discard. And it's also really, it's really sad how it's affecting our sexual relationships because women are assuming that they have to fulfill this, this sexual role to men where it's not really about connection. It's all about pleasing the man. And that's not what sexuality is about. It's supposed to be, you know, an experience of connection and union and something sacred and not something that is, you know, just about using the person and then moving on.
Oh, wonderful. One more little thing I want to make comment on pornography, and then we're going to move on to animal rights, and then we're going to meet, talk about yoga. I am speaking to Charlotte Cressy. She is an animal rights activist, and she's an eco-feminist, creator of a great, great new system of yoga. We're going to get into that. And then after that, I have Lisa Levinson, your friend and my friend, who, by the way, Lisa, is she, I'm sure she's listening. She is the one that introduced me to you, Charlotte. But I met you a year ago, but she reminded me about you. I met you at the World Fest a year ago, and Lisa was the one that, when I told her yesterday that I may have changed the format of my show, she recommended you. So thank you to both of you. But let's get into our next subject. I know you're into animal rights. But as we're winding down, let's move quickly into animal rights and your position on that and what you and your group are doing on that. Go right ahead.
Fantastic. Well, since we're on the topic of motherhood, I think that we all live in a world of relationships, and I want to see humans living in relationship to animals in a way that's one of respect, care, compassion, and allowing animals their autonomy. I want to do away with using animals for their pelts, for food, for research. All beings deserve to be free and to experience happiness. But let's talk about the relationship of mother and child and how that is degraded when we use animals. So in the dairy industry, in order for cows to keep giving milk, they have to be pregnant. And they're actually raped in order to keep them pregnant. This is what farmers call the rape rack. I guess I won't go into the details of it, but basically it's pretty awful to think that their bodies have to be violated on an ongoing basis so that we can drink their milk. No other animal drinks the milk of other species, especially, you know, as we're adults, we don't need milk. It's not necessary. And so to impose this awful pain and the grief on these mother cows is really awful because So first of all, they're raped, and then once they give birth, the baby is taken away from them, because in order for us to have the milk, the baby can't be there. And then we have the veal industry as a result as well. I know we're short on time, so we won't go into that, but basically, this mother-child bond is really violated. And so if we truly want to celebrate mothers and celebrate the beautiful bond that is motherhood and her connection with her child, we have to consider, are we going to continue to use dairy products when we know that it involves awful pain and torture for these animals? And
right.
And so now we're really lucky. We live in a time when there's soy milk, almond milk, hemp milk, hazelnut milk, everything you could possibly imagine. So if you want to replace it with something else, you certainly can. So we're really, you know, we live in a time when we absolutely do not need any animal products. And we now know, well, we've always known, anyone who looks at an animal knows they have feelings, but now we also have the science to back up just how emotional animals are, how social they are. They all have relationships and their own, you know, their own cultures. And so I think we need to recognize animals as their own nations and let them be free, which means to stop using them, and leave some space for wildlife.
Good, good. This is great. Wonderful. At the very end of the show, you can wrap up by giving a 1 minute or 2 minute last minute thoughts and add anything that you didn't add here. But let's go quickly into yoga, and I want to let our listeners know that after Charlotte leaves, we're going to bring on Lisa Levinson, and the two of you know each other, so we can greet each other, all three of us, in another few minutes. But let's get into yoga. And you have a new program called Earth Energy Yoga.
Earth Energy Yoga, that's right. Yeah, so I've been working on this for a few years, and I recently relaunched my website. And so I'm really excited. Earth Energy Yoga is like my baby, and it's a form of yoga that helps us connect with nature and use the energies, the processes, and the elements of nature to create transformation in our own lives. So I worked in the animal rights world. I'm still an activist. But what I've discovered is that a lot of people are experiencing their own suffering, and so they're not going to be open to ideas about kindness to animals if they can't even, you know, experience joy in their bodies. So Earth Energy Yoga is my way of helping to create a shift at a personal level so we can create that shift at a collective level for all people, all beings, to be happy and free. And so, yeah, I'm offering Earth Energy Yoga classes. You can go to my website for more information. And did you want me to tell more about it?
Yeah, just a little more, but then let's get into your contact information. How did you get more info on that? Go ahead.
Oh, where you can get more info?
Yeah, let's talk. Finish your talk on yoga, and then
give
us how people can reach you and how they can learn more about not only your yoga system, but your animal rights and all the things that we've been talking about. Go right ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, one of the things that I want to say about Earth Energy Yoga and meditation is that it helps with the basic physical things that we all want. You know, we all want to decrease stress. We all want to be healthy. Yoga and meditation, you know, can decrease your blood pressure, improve your health in all kinds of ways. And so it's something that really helps. It decreases the aging hormones, increases the anti-aging hormones, and it really helps us to create focus and it helps align us with our purpose. So on the mat, in yoga, you get to practice positive mindsets, positive ways of responding to feelings, and then use those productive mindsets and productive ways of responding off the mat. So it's really a system. Earth Energy Yoga is really a system designed to help people be successful in all areas of their lives. And you can learn more at charlottecressy.com. That's charlottecressy.com. You can also go to earthenergyyoga.com. And I'm offering classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m. and Monday afternoons. That's all here in Orange County, California. However, I also work with private clients all over, and we connect via phone or Skype, and we do earth energy yoga and meditation. I also do empowerment sessions where we work one-on-one on particular issues, and we remove the blocks and help people tap into their full power.
For our listeners, you heard it. You can get a hold of her if you're... We have a lot of listeners from all over the world, particularly in the eastern part of the country, and we have listeners in Canada and Mexico that are retirees, and people, even people of other languages that want to get into these wonderful progressive radio network station that is the fastest growing station for progressive people in the world. And Gary Noll owns the station, and we do a lot of work together. By the way, for our listeners, Gary Noll will be in Los Angeles in August, and we're helping organize that. But let's get back to your final thoughts, and I do want to ask our listeners, if you like what you hear, and I highly recommend, if you want to Skype or you need to call or email or check out her website, but you want to get in contact with this wonderful woman, Charlotte Crissy, our guest, featured guest today, please do contact her. Don't be afraid to reach her. And I'm going to give my number at the end of the show so I can give you more information about any of the things we've talked about and how to contact people. So let's give you...
Yes, in fact, you know what? I would like to offer a free strategy session for anyone listening in today. Just email me, charlotte.cressy@gmail.com, and we can take a few minutes to talk about what's going on for you and do a private guided meditation right there and then to connect with your power animals and address the issue.
Good. All right, give me your last-minute thoughts for about 2 minutes, please. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, as we talked about before, my mission is to co-create a kinder world for all beings. And so since today is Mother's Day, I think it would help all of us to think about what are the qualities that we wish to see in a larger world. How can we bring those in? How can we support women? You know, they say that we're all either children of a mother or a mother, and that's true. So how can we, in order to create this kinder world that we all wish to see, I think it helps to think about how can we support women in our own lives? How are our own words creating a reality around us? You know, judgmental words that we use against women have a real effect on us. And so I encourage everyone to be mindful. Think about the words that you're using. Think about the actions that you're taking. Like we talked about before, pornography is a huge problem. I really encourage everyone to get involved. There's a wonderful organization called Stop Porn Culture. You can Google it and get involved. I also did want to mention the work of Jackson Katz, who we talked about earlier. He wrote the book, The Macho Paradox, and he's doing amazing work. I highly recommend reading his book on that issue. And so, as far as how each person can get involved, I really encourage everyone to go within, do these practices, do whatever. You know, we all have our own different spiritual practices. For some of us, that's going for a run. For some, that's spending time in nature. For others, meditation or yoga. Or maybe writing and journaling. Do the things that you need to do to connect with your essence and figure out what are your special gifts, what are your unique talents, because we're all here for a reason, and only you can dance your unique dance, and you're here to bring those gifts out into the world. So I encourage you to get in touch with your purpose and to create a community of support that's going to help you activate and really bring those gifts out into the world, because right now, we need as many activated people as possible. We're really being called upon to make a major shift, to end violence, to create a kinder world. And I did want to say one more thing as far as vegetarianism. What we eat has a real impact on this world that we're trying to create. And it has a real impact on the world around us. It's not an accident that all the great utopias were vegetarian, like Plato's Republic, Charlotte Perkins Gilman's book, Her Land. They were vegetarian because they knew that the principles of kindness and compassion, we will never see ourselves living those out toward other people until we start living those toward animals. Animals are the most at our mercy. And so we have an obligation and responsibility to some of the way that we're treating animals, and it's going to have a really positive impact on our own lives. When we treat others with kindness and respect, that begins to reverberate and come back to us in a really positive way. Because the golden rule is vibrating within every cell of your being. Treat others how you wish to be treated is the way of the world. And when we treat others how we wish to be treated, those benefits come back to us.
Wonderful. This is great. You know, before you go, I want to tell our listeners that Charlotte Creasy is a very dedicated person to all the things we've talked about, animal rights, women's rights. She started her own yoga system. She's an eco-feminist. She's a certified Chakra Center mediator. She's a lover of life and an enthusiast of the many benefits of being a vegan. And we could talk more about all these issues in the future. I'd like to have you on again. If you could, Charlotte, email me some new ideas of what things we didn't talk about. Animal rights is an issue. We've been looking to go deep into what's going on all over the world in animal rights. I'd love to talk to you about that, as well as some other things. If you'd like to, if you're welcome to email us and let us know. My producer will see the email also. And by the way, he spoke to you earlier, and thank you for coming on at the last minute, but you did wonderful. And I can't thank you enough, but we want to have you on again. And
great,
by
thank
the way,
you so much, Bobby, and thank you, Lisa, also.
Lisa, are you here, Lisa? Are you on?
Hey.
Lisa Levinson. You guys know each other. Go ahead.
We do.
Yay, thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Have fun at work, and bye.
Bye. Thank you, bye. wonderful. Thank you for introducing me to Charlotte. Actually, I met her last year. We talked briefly, and we just kind of forgot about each other a little bit. You know how it goes. There's so many people that you and I meet every day. Because I know you're like myself. You're all over the place with your yoga, with your vegan, and your spiritual work. And your meditation, you're doing a lot of, I'm speaking with Lisa Levinson. As I introduce her, my name is Bobby Elias, and this is we're finishing up our show on Let's Create a Better World. But Lisa is a really go-getter, doing lots of things. And today we're going to talk, Lisa, if you could tell our listeners about what's going on next weekend with the World Fest. Give us some basics and then we can chit-chat about it.
Sure. Well, World's Best is Los Angeles's premier solar-powered, family-friendly event. Our festival offers, we have over 120 exhibitors, a global vegan food court, and 20 popular bands that are featuring live performances on three stages. We also have celebrity speakers and expert speakers on different stages, including the Healthy Hut, which I help coordinate, where we feature speakers on health topics, diet and lifestyle. There's also children's entertainment areas and animal adoptions. And this year we have a new thing called the Fix Fest, which is a low-cost spay or neuter clinic for local pets that are by licensed veterinarians in professionally outfitted mobile units.
Well, I wanted to tell our listeners, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a great day, lots of fun, and very inspirational.
I wanted to tell our listeners what I think about World Fest, and I know that a lot of people are not in the Southern California area that will not be able to go. However, what I love about this expo, this World Fest, is that we have every kind of group that's fighting for the rights of animals, sea life, men, women, children, what's going on all over the world with the wars, with the air, with the water, with the pollution. There are so many activists here, up and down every booth. And this is my favorite because I am an activist, and I'm also a health person, and I know you are too, Lisa. Just tell our people about how, about the things you're involved with, how to be a vegan spiritualist briefly, and what you do briefly with that, and how we can encourage people to get into meditation or yoga or some of the things that you and I talk about.
Oh, sure. A big part of the Healthy Hut is connecting mind, body, and spirit. And so we have people who are coming to teach the folks there all about how to be mindful. We have a woman who's going to share the 3-minute start, which is put together by Mahan Kern. She's a Kundalini yogi, and what she does is teach people how to meditate in their daily lives. They're ancient stress-reducing techniques that take about 3 minutes each, and a woman named Ankar is going to share those with our guests. But all of these tools are also available online, so if anyone who wasn't in the area wanted to look up 3-Min Start is what it is, standing for 3 minutes. You can look it up and learn all about different ways to help relax and renew yourself during your daily life. And I also run a group called veganspirituality.com, and what we do is feature retreats and events so that people can come together and do yoga, meditation, and learn about compassionate living, which is being kind to all animals, all living beings.
Wonderful.
So we have an event coming up in June, on June 22nd, just following the World Fest, to celebrate a vegan life and what that's like.
Great. Yes, we've had you on the show before with all the wonderful things you're doing to help people, teach people, and you and I have talked about the same things that I talked on the phone with Charlotte about how if some of us get together and not only teach in our local cities, but I'm using this radio show as a platform, and I'm always looking for ideas. Lisa, so if ever you have a great idea on a national and worldly scale to how we can teach people about women's rights, about civil rights, women's rights, about the veganism, about spirituality, about whole body, mind, spirit, and I talk about exercise, dance, We're into so many things in this show, and this is just a platform and a small start as to how on social media we can let the people of the world know that we can make change. Yes, we can. So give me a one final thought on inspiration for our listeners about how they can live a better life.
Sure. Well, living a better life really starts from within. So finding ways in your own daily life to take a break, take a deep breath, to do things that nurture your physical self, like going for a walk, doing some exercise, and then also your spiritual self, being in community with others who have love in their hearts and that you feel surrounded by love in your life and feel supported. All of those things really help towards being kind to ourselves, encourages us to be kind to others, which includes all living beings, other animals, and even taking care of the earth, which is so important because we're really just an extension of the earth, and being kind to the earth and taking care of our bodies is very similar to being kind to the earth and taking care of all of the resources that we do have on this beautiful planet.
Great. For those listeners that would like to know, you can get on worldfest.com just to see, even though you may not be in the Southern California area, to see a wonderful show. And maybe some of you could take this to your cities or your areas, wherever, this country or around the world, to put together a all-around health show that features all the rights of all the species in this world and the environment and dance, music, love, and how to live better. That's what this show is all about. That's what my radio show is all about. So thank you so much, Lisa. You're wonderful as usual. And I want to let you and all listeners know this is a patchwork last-minute show. Sorry about that last-minute thing that happened. But we got it together. The show came out good. And because we did have a feature speaker about the whole hour for Mother's Day, and last minute it didn't happen. So thank you for coming on and for introducing me to Charlotte. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think it was a lovely show, and I'm so honored to be part of it. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to everyone out there, mothers who have children of all kinds. Some are human babies, and others are animal babies. So I just want to say to everyone, happy Mother's Day.
Great. Thank you. All right. Let's let our listeners know. I want you to know that Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias. And you can reach our previous shows on the archives. It's now called Our Shows. O-U-R and Shows. You don't say punch in archives. Our Shows. A number you can call if you don't have your internet or computer. You can call a number I'm going to give you now. And I'll give you my number also. Get your pencil and paper out. And before I do that, while you get your pencil and paper out, your pen and paper out, next week we'll have Kevin Motis on. He's going to talk about cell phone radiation, the new in things happening with science, how we're starting to win the battle slowly but surely. And either next week or the week after, we'll probably have Mary Ann Williamson, a spiritualist. She's done Course of Miracles. She's running for U.S. Congress, 33rd District, in the coastal areas of Southern California. It's a huge area, and it's probably the biggest power money area in the country. And she may be on either next week or the week after, hopefully. Also, I want to let you know the phone numbers. My phone number is area 323-770-1925. The phone number for the show, if you want to hear it on your phone, anytime, any show, 712-432-7231. I want to thank all of our listeners that listen today. I thank the producer in New York, Jason, our engineer, Martin, producer Jimmy in LA, a guy that's done so much work this past week on the phone and on the internet, and that is Stuart Hassel, our associate producer. I want to thank everyone, our speakers today, Lisa Levinson, Charlotte, Steve, and Barbara. Thank you so much, everyone. See you next week.